This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The Environmental Working Group is accused of trying to scare the public into avoiding safe and healthy eating habits. I'll talk about it after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We got loose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Once again this year, the group based in Washington, calling itself the Environmental Working Group, came out with its so-called Dirty Dozen list, cautioning consumers against purchasing and consuming certain nutritious fruits and vegetables. Crop Life America says the Environmental Working Group went through the Pesticide Data Program report of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and cherry-picked information to make its claims. And Crop Life America says the Environmental Working Group uses that data from the pesticide report of the USDA to create statistics that promote fear. And they avoid addressing the fact that residue in nearly 100% of the produce tested had been present at levels far below the tolerances set by regulatory agencies. The president and CEO of Crop Life America, Jay Vroom, said it's important that consumers understand, no matter how their produce is grown, whether organic or conventional, there are multiple federal regulatory agencies that diligently work to ensure we have a safe and dependable food system. Jay Vroom said year after year, reports from the USDA pesticide report show that more than 99% of the products sampled have residues below the tolerances set by the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Pesticide Programs. And Jay went on to say, each year the Environmental Working Group creates confusion and fear around this issue for consumers. The registered dietitian at Crop Life America, Dr. Janet Collins, says we all need to adhere to healthy dietary patterns that include plenty of fruits and vegetables. She said the recommendations from the Environmental Working Group limit consumer choice when reaching for vitamin and mineral-rich vegetables. I'll be back after this.